From the AgriLiquid studios, this is Terry Henney, contributing editor to the Michigan Agricultural Information Network's Midday Report. Many folks concerned about those input costs as we move into the planting season this year. Some producers taking a look and saying, I just can't afford to spend that much money to put the seed in the ground. Well, agronomists will tell you, you have to have a product in order to sell it. And in some cases, some producers will look at it and say, you need a bumper crop in order to make up for the lower prices. When we return, we're going to talk to Loveland's agronomist, Nick Summers. He's going to tell us what he thinks producers should be doing this spring and summer. Nick comes along, but first this.
You're using the best genetics for your farm, the best crop protection against the threats you face, and the equipment that best meets your demands. Why cut corners on fertilizer? Agroculture liquid fertilizers are formulated for maximum compatibility, and application options give you control to do what's best for your crop. It's time to think differently about nutrition, and there's nothing else like agroculture liquid fertilizers. For top yield, it's nutrients, not numbers. Find out more at agroliquid.com.
Both of us are well aware of the fact that our margins are a whole lot tighter this year with our crops, given what the prices are right now on the market. And many producers are really concerned about that bottom line and the input costs. What are we suggesting to growers that they keep in mind as they get ready to get in the fields and to get that crop off and running?
First and foremost is to understand what the yield potential is out in that field, and then assess whatever risks that we have in terms of the weakest link. How do we provide the best nutrition at the right time, from the right source, putting it in the right place, and then obviously getting the right rate down so that we can make sure that crop is adequately fed throughout the growing season?
Sounds like proactive is the word as far as you're concerned.
Absolutely. The more proactive we are about managing the crop's genetic potential, the better off we are. In a lot of cases, if we really look at managing return on investment and how we can continue to be more profitable each year, the better off we are as far as keeping the profitability at the farm gate moving. And a lot of times is focusing on how do we get dry fertilizer efficiency improved. How do we get the most out of our starter applications? And then early season foliar feed opportunities. And then if we can get those accomplished, then at the end of the season is keeping the disease at bay and make sure that we're tissue sampling and we're providing the right nutrient to the crop to finish that out in either grain fill or pod fill, whichever case may be.
The genetics of these crops nowadays is just amazing.
Absolutely. The genetic potential, I mean, you know, when I go around and I meet a lot of farmers all throughout your guys' area, you know, looking at 500 plus bushel corn, and, you know, I know we've had a lot of 100 bushel bean fields come off here and there throughout the eastern corn belt in the state of Michigan, and the potential continues to evolve and improve each year. But if you find and you look at consistencies in and around, all of the guys are able to hit those yields, is they're feeding the crop. They're making sure that the crop never wants anything, and they're managing those weak links. They're understanding what's available in the soil, how do we get more available in the soil to the plant, and then how do we keep that pump priming inside that plant, that way it's utilizing all the nutrients that we're providing to it.
Foliar application during the growing season, Nick?
Yes, sir. We have a lot of our locations, we provide run a lot of radiate, basically to stimulate that plant to start growing and mitigating stress. It helps with auxin production in the plant. And when you combine that with a foliar nutritional, you get better utilization in both facets, to where we're actually going to stimulate that plant to grow while at the same time take up the nutrients that it needs through that foliar application. Once we do that, then that plant is back growing, and then it'll stimulate that root, the root system, to expand down into the soil profile and start taking that nutrients out of the soil again.
Agronomist Nick Summers with Loveland Products. From the AgriLiquid studios, this is Terry Henney. Have a great afternoon.